joining me on Alt 105.3 because I basically kidnapped him as he was walking down the hall is Kalena Azubuki.
That's not true. I was going to come here. I wanted to be here. I'm here out of my own free will. I'm not being held at
gunpoint. Why do you keep looking at your watch?
I'm not.
So awkward.
No, that's not true. She's lying to the listeners.
Well, hey, man, thanks for stopping by. We're obviously hanging out at brand new Chase Center, soaking in all the sights.
It's incredible, right?
What was your first impression when you walked in here?
This place is insane. It looks a little more intimate to me, and it looks like there is not many bad seats in here. There's a lot of really good seats. The seats look a little more upright to me than Oracle. And then I'm looking at this scoreboard, and the screen is massive. I think it's the biggest one. They said it's the biggest scoreboard in the NBA. And even the screens under here where the players will be playing on the court and they can look up and see their stats, that's bigger than the Oracle regular screen on the scoreboard.
Okay,
this place is insane.
This is funny because you've seen all this, but this is my first time ever being on the court in the NBA arena. And looking up, I had no idea what the scoreboard looked like.
Oh, you didn't know that was there?
I did, but I didn't realize it because we're under the scoreboard. And there's
right. Well, not every arena has that. And this one obviously looks amazing.
Yeah, at Oracle.
Every arena has the scoreboards up there usually, so players can look up there, but this one's got
that. Now
they're
at the free throw line. They can just
just glance up how many fouls I got, how am I doing, am I killing people, how many points, all that stuff.
All of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Dallas has been a Warriors fan his whole life. I just moved to the Bay Area two years ago.
Oh, cool.
And I never had an NBA team that I really followed.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big sports fan. The second I went to my very first Warriors game, I fell in love. You know, you kind of have to, like, feel it for a team. You can't just, like, choose to be a fan, per
right,
se.
Right, right.
And so I'm a new fan. He's a lifelong fan.
Okay.
So I was wondering if there's anything on your list of questions you wanted to ask.
Well, I mean, you know, just fan-wise, I feel like there's been a lot of complacency in the last couple seasons, you know, when you have KD, when you have so many stars. And you're like, yeah, you know what? We lose a regular season game, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Postseason's what matters, you know. This year, do you feel like a different excitement with, you know,
revamped
team?
It's a different feel, right? It's kind of refreshing.
It is.
Coming into games and going, are they going to be able to beat this team?
We're a bit under the radar.
Yeah,
People saying they might miss the playoffs. It
right.
Seems like.
I've heard a lot of people saying they'll probably make the playoffs, but that's it.
Yeah.
And if you ask Draymond, Clay, Steph, they're going, don't write us off. Because remember in seasons past when guys would get injured and you would hear people kind of start to write off the Warriors in certain games, they'd always just rise to the occasion. A lot of the times they'd rise to the occasion. They'd be like, okay, you don't think we can win this? Watch us. Watch us go out here and play. Imagine them having that mentality for the whole season, right? So I feel like that's going to be their mentality, underdog season. Once they get in the playoffs, because I think they'll make the playoffs, obviously without Klay Thompson for a while, it'll be tough. D'Angelo Russell will help bridge that gap there. A lot of pick and rolls. You got Willie Cauley-Stein. Mm-hmm. I think that's a wonderful pickup for the Warriors there. Alec Burks coming off the bench. A lot of different, a lot of new faces here as far as some of the younger guys, Jordan Poole. But it's going to be a really good team, really good starting five. And what team has this many all-stars? Even the newly assembled contenders, people are talking about the Clippers, obviously, the Lakers. Yeah, two big guns, you know what I mean? But the Warriors have a really good team. Now, I'm not saying they should be favorites by any means, but I just think it's refreshing for the fans. Kind of the mentality you're talking about. The last few seasons, okay, we're supposed to win this game. Mental fatigue. The regular season's really long. Let's just get to the playoffs. That's all the Warriors care about. They didn't really care that much about the regular season. Now it's more, okay, let's go out here and play every single game. Let's get the most we can out of this season. That's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, can Steph make another MVP run? Can he carry the team?
Yeah, well, last time we saw Steph without KD, he won MVP, right?
So 102 threes in a season.
The guy is capable, and you got to think he's super motivated, and we've seen him average 30. He can do that if he wants to, but he's an all-around point guard, too. He's a great passer, so he's going to have an incredible season.
Who do you think is going to surprise us most this season? Who do you think is going to step up and probably, you know, really fall into place to?
I think Willie Cauley-Stein has kind of the most potential to be one of those guys that people maybe don't expect to be as good, because he was with the Sacramento Kings, and maybe you could say he underachieved a little bit, or just kind of had some weird times there, and he passed up more money to come here and be with the Warriors, and I think that's a great decision he's made for his career. I think one season with the Warriors would probably have benefited him more than more money going to some other team, maybe that doesn't have the same kind of veteran leadership, the same kind of winning tradition.
He wants to be here.
The same family atmosphere. Like he's going to benefit a lot from being here, and I just feel like with the way the Warriors play, they're not going to ask him to do too much. You don't need to score with your back to the basket a ton. Just do the little things. Run the floor, rebound, be a presence defensively. Lob respect, vertical spacing, pick and rolls. He does that really well. I think him and D'Angelo Russell are going to develop a nice little rapport there. If he does all those things, that's a monster season for him that he can have, potentially have. So I think he's probably that guy that you can look at and say, okay, he's got – there's potential for him to do really great things for his career.
So obviously all morning long, spending the day at Chase Center, talking basketball nonstop. When you're not talking about basketball, what do you love talking about?
Oh, I like this question. I like making music.
Okay.
I like making beats. I like – I'm a producer.
Okay.
I don't sing. I feel like
you
I could sing if
sing.
I wanted to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't have a singing voice, though. I can impersonate people better, but I don't really sing. So I like making kind of hip-hop, R&B type beats, but I'm kind of branching out and doing other things, too. So I just enjoy doing that. It's just the creative side of me. My whole family is kind of musically inclined. My sister sings at our church in Denver. She's a praise and worship leader.
That's great.
My brothers play instruments. Younger brother's a bass. Older brother can play drums, piano,
wow,
guitar.
So it's in your blood, man.
It's just, yeah. We're just musically inclined.
Is your whole
family
in
Denver? And so for me, I can sound like I can play all those instruments on my computer.
Okay. You know? Is your whole family in Denver?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, family's in Denver.
Well, that's pretty amazing that everyone kind of has that musical talent.
Yeah, it's fun.
Do you upload your music to SoundCloud or anywhere?
I haven't. I need to. People have been telling me to do that.
Well, yeah,
on Instagram.
I mean, unless it's just for you, but if you want people to hear
no,
it.
No, I do. Yeah, I do. It's kind of been just like a hobby, like a hidden hobby.
Sure.
Until maybe recently, but I've been doing it since high school, and sometimes, so I've gotten a chance to meet some big time producers, and every time I hear their stuff, I'm like, man, I gotta get better, you know, like I feel like my concepts are really good, but the sonics and the kind of ambiance, the stuff, the way they put stuff in the background, and the way their stuff is just 3D, and it just hits you in the face, and sometimes in the past I felt like my stuff was more 2D, and I'm still trying to figure out how to get stuff like band pass,
sure,
and put it forward, you know, all those different things.
Sometimes it
so I've been
practice,
learning
right?
Yeah, I've been learning all that stuff. It's so hard to, like, you can go to school for music but it's so hard to learn all that stuff, and different genres, different things sound different, and you want to make it sound right. So that's kind of been my journey with music, just kind of learning about how to make it sound like I want it to sound, and then making sure I leave room for an artist if there is going to be an artist on there. Because
have you had
people,
any collaborations yet?
Not yet, but I've been talking to like D1. He's a Christian artist,
mm-hmm, from New Orleans,
so that could be something. There's a few people that I'm going to hit up that
Steph's
could
got
be,
like the Lecrae hookup,
exactly. But mm-hmm, I've never wanted to hit Steph up like that and be like, "Hey, could you introduce me to this guy?" You know.
Well, there's nothing wrong with an introduction. It's what you do from there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? I mean,
that's true.
Especially if it's something you're passionate about and you have. That's what relationships are all about. Listen to me coaching him on relationships.
I appreciate it. I'm here.
But
I'm
no,
here.
I'm
taking notes. Let me see your pen.
First, I beg him for an interview.
And then you coach me up. This is great.
Oh, aren't you glad you stopped by here?
I am. This has been so much fun. Perfect.
I know. No, I'm so fascinated by your love for music and the fact that you make your own stuff. And I actually do want to hear it. So you need to get it out there.
Okay, yeah.
I'll introduce you to a guy.
Okay. I'll send you some stuff. This has been, yeah, awesome. I'd love to send you some.
Well, hey, thanks for stopping by. And thanks for talking ball and then talking music and enlightening us, because I basically forced you.
No, you didn't. I wanted to come. We were coming here. You were a stop.
Mm-hmm.
If you, I can show you the sheet.
Okay.
I can prove this to you.
All right, what's my name?
Well, no, but 105.3. It's on the sheet, and I don't really read the sheet, but it's on there.
So awesome! I'm just kidding. It's DK.
DK.
KD backwards.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. DK.
Before you go, I do want to tell you, because you're gonna love this. Rebecca here is helping us out, and she said, "Is he? You know, he looks like he's 18.
Oh, wow.
And I said, "No, he's at least 21.
We were talking about
a tad bit older than that.
No, I know, but like that. What was funny? So
that's funny.
I thought you would appreciate hearing.
Yeah,
that. I'm sure you get it all the time.
That's always a good thing.
Do you still get carded? Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Good. Wow. I'd card you.
So I'm fully shaved now. That I had like a goatee for a while, and I thought that would make me look older, but I was still getting carded.
It probably made you look like 18 really? Trying to look older.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're like, yeah, that's yeah. You still don't. You're not fooling us. That's just a goatee.
Awesome.
You're still 12.
Kalena Asabuki, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having
me. Thank you.
All right. It was fun.